We'd like to welcome everybody into God's house this evening, and it's good to see everyone. We appreciate everybody that's here, and especially if you're visiting. We want to say a special welcome to you. Glad to have you. To some that's been gone, we wouldn't say as visitors, but it's been gone a while and not able to come, and you've gotten back. We're glad to see you back. That blesses our heart. And I want to thank everybody for the pastor's appreciation this past Sunday, and I'll talk more about that Sunday when more of the folks is here, but right now I just want to say thank you very much to everybody. And good to be in God's house. And I have a scripture on my heart, and it interested me today. From time to time I'd pray about what scripture that God might want me to read. And I had a couple that I'd marked, and then they'd kind of go away. Then I got one that stayed with me. And it's a blessing, and but it surprised me a little bit. It's John, the 11th chapter, and the 35th verse. Jesus wept. And of course, most people know that's the shortest verse in the Bible, but I felt like saying this. Jesus wept. Now, if you've read that or thought about it, you might have considered, why did he weep? Now, if you don't have an idea or some maybe opinion or thought, that might be a good thing to dig into. You might want to dig in, read that. Again, that's John 11, 35, Jesus wept. You might want to just get into that and read before and after and try to figure out why Jesus was weeping. I believe you can. Let's all stand for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for letting us be in your house tonight. Thank you for the day you've given us. God, thank you for just blessing us so much. And God, we just feel your presence already and just felt joy being here even before church started as we were able to fellowship and visit. And God, we just thank you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. Please bless us and help us in this service, God. Lord, please speak to people's hearts that's lost. Call people to an altar of repentance. And God, help us to worship you in spirit and truth. And we ask in Jesus' name and amen. And be seated, and I'll turn the service over to the choir and Brother Taylor.
Page 20.
I'm Glory, man.
Page
Happy at last. When I come in tonight, I didn't know who was supposed to open up. Since I'm the alternate, I always go look at the list and see who's supposed to open up. Of course, about the time I looked at the list, Neil walked up and said, "You're it." And I said, well, I ain't got nothing. I hadn't even thought about it. Between then and now, God put one word on my heart, and that's joy. Dad likes to use the scripture, joy unspeakable and full of grace. I can't explain to you what it's like to be saved. Words don't do it any justice. But the joy that I live with every day down in my heart, I can't tell you how that is either. It's unspeakable. I can't explain it, but it's good to be here. Excuse me. It's good to be here. I've already felt the Lord, and that makes it worth coming out. This time we'll have everybody stand. Ask if anybody's got an unspoken request. Everybody got one, I guess. A lot to pray for. Anybody got a spoken request? Remember Arnold. Anybody else? Anybody else have a request? Remember that.
System, he's taking medicine, and he's feeling very poorly. So really, he said, sure wish he was able to come to church. So really pray for Tom.
Remember that. Anybody else? Any other requests? If not, we're going to ask Brother Ryan to lead us in prayer.
Most of all.
This time we wonder if anybody's got a song or testimony. I was thinking the other day about the way God helps me. I don't know why, but for some reason it seems like my job here lately, the department I'm in, is just ran terrible. It's been one problem after another, and I'm in quality, so I have to deal with all that. And everybody in quality in my department just been getting really frustrated and aggravated. And I walk around singing songs from church with a smile on my face. Everybody don't have that. And that goes right along with what I was saying earlier about that joy. No matter what I'm going through in life, if I got my focus on God, that storm don't seem to bother me. I know it's there, and I know I got to deal with it. But I know I've got somebody helping me that's bigger than that storm. Anybody got anything?
Pray for us. I kind of was reluctant because I knew Billy was going to give me a face when I told him what song we were going to sing, but the song is Don't Be Afraid. It's stuck with me today, and God put it on my heart to get up here and try. And the scripture that comes back to my mind so frequently when I hear this song is, His love casteth out all fear, if I can get the words out. Man, I'm telling you. There's nothing like God's love. When fear and trouble comes your way, God's love can just cast it all away. So you just pray for us and we'll do our best.
The disciples were tossed on a cold raging sea, but Jesus was sleeping so peacefully. They cried, Master, oh, don't you care that we die? And he spoke three soft words, peace be still. It was the storm that had to die.
So don't be over. don't be afraid.
Well, I know how it feels to be tossed by the storm, and I know how it feels to be battered and worn, yet I know.
Appreciate that song. Anybody else got something? I was thinking about him requesting prayer for his daughter, and I've got a granddaughter about that same age. Right now, she don't seem to pay much attention in church. She's too busy playing, and it ain't really caught her attention yet. But I was laying in bed the other day, and I thank God for saving her, because I know He will. And that's the kind of faith we can live with. I thought about it when He requested prayer. He said one day He will save her. We can have faith in things yet to come, because we live for God. If nobody else has got anything, we're going to turn over to our pastor.
Amen. Good to be here. I've felt the Lord. Like Brother Jay said, I'm glad I felt the Lord. And you know, it's good just to come see people and visit stuff, but feeling the Lord is the main thing. And so I praise God for being able to feel Him tonight. And enjoyed the choir and opening up, the special singing, everything that's been done, and enjoyed praying. I appreciate being able to pray, and I'm glad the church has got the ability to pray and the privilege of praying. And I'm glad we can talk to God about people that have needs. And prayer really does something. I mean, it's. Seem like the older I get, and the more I'm around, the more I appreciate prayer. And so, but keep praying, and I'll ask again, Brother Jay asked you, but anybody else got a song or testimony? Welcome as you can be if you've got it on your heart. Pray for both.
Well, I know the chorus of this song, I haven't practiced much, but I'll try to do my best. I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for, you see. He's been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen. Boy, that's good. appreciate you singing that. That touched my heart. Got so much to thank him for. Couldn't count all the things we got to thank him for, folks. Somebody else. Even a testimony, song, whatever you got. If God's wanting you to do it, do it. We're going to pretty soon look at these preachers. And it's a blessing to have good preachers around you. And I appreciate the ones God's blessed us with here. Got one back here and one over here and some over here. And we appreciate it. Whichever one of you preachers got something on your heart, you come ahead. We just thank the Lord for you and want you to follow the Lord and just tell us what God wants you to tell us. So come ahead. Who's ever got it? Amen. Amen. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Great testimony. And when Andrew was testifying, it took me back. Lynn and I'd talk about our children, concerned about them, and knew that God was going to speak to them and he'd deal with them and he's able to save them, but you know, we had that heartfelt concern. We had faith, but we had concern too. And but God, he takes care of things. And he did. And he will. Amen. Somebody else got something. Yeah. 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 Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank the Lord for that testimony. That's a blessing. Someone else. Mind the Lord. We're not here to be in a hurry. We're here to just follow the Lord. Feels good to be in God's house tonight. Amen. Yep. Sure.
And he said, oh,
yeah.
I just tell him, but yeah. It's true, we don't know who's going to do that. Yeah. I'm so thankful that God's still calling men.
Amen. Right. Right. Amen.
And I was thinking about our children. You mentioned that too. We prayed for our children before they were ever born.
Amen.
And I think it's so important.
Sure did.
It's so important. God knows that.
Yeah.
He's creating them. He's creating them in the womb.
Right.
We pray for them.
Amen.
And so children,
amen.
If they're not even born yet, pray for them. Pray for them when they're younger. And I'm so thankful that this church does that.
Amen.
And we pray for our kids and we love them. And I thank God for that. I'm saved. I'm thankful for what I can feel.
Amen. Boy, thank the Lord for that testimony. I'm like Linda. You know, we got 9 great grandchildren. And Linda and I may be gone before some of them get saved. One of these preachers around here. I might be preaching them the gospel, and could very easy. And I just thank God that he's calling preachers, and I thank God he's blessing this church with good young preachers. I just praise the Lord, and I just can't say how thankful I am. But somebody else, follow him. And you know what? There's such a good spirit here. if somebody needed to come to the altar, you wouldn't even have to wait for one of these preachers to preach if you felt like coming to the altar. I don't know if anybody does, but that came to mind. I felt impressed to say that. Whenever God's stirring your heart, that's the time to move, regardless of whatever's going on or whatever you think or whatever excuse the devil's giving you not to do it. We need to mind the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else? Got a... Yeah. Amen. He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great testimony. God sure is good to us. Someone else. And if you got a testimony, just give it. And whichever one of you preachers feel like getting up, you can get up just any time that you feel like it. Everybody follow the Lord. Anybody else got a testimony or a song? All right, whichever one of you preachers feel like coming in, come ahead. Well, you fellas. Come ahead, one of these. Pray for one. Bless you, bless you, brother.
Thankful to be here tonight. And I know I say this about every time, but I really didn't think like I was going to be able to preach tonight. Didn't know that it was me. So I walked in, and like I said, I'm thankful for this church, thankful for what she means to me, thankful for the people in it,
yeah.
And I can't thank you enough for praying for me when I needed it.
Amen.
I can't thank you enough for times that I spent behind that pew just shivering. Not wanting to come up here, but you prayed for me anyways. You've loved me in times that I didn't deserve any love, and you prayed for me when I didn't deserve prayer, and I'm thankful for that. But I got a little scripture on my heart tonight. Hopefully the Lord blesses us with it, but I'm going to turn over to Exodus. And I'm going to go to chapter 14 and verse 10. I'll give you a minute to turn your Bibles there. You pray. And chapter 14, verse 10, it says, when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And I love this part. Next part says, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There's been a lot of times that I've gotten away. There's a lot of times that I've thought, Lord, you need some help. There's a lot of times where Andrew's got his foot in the door and he can't get out of the way. But God said, fear not and stand still.
Yeah.
Stand still and let me use you just a little bit. stand still and just say a little thing for me. Testify for me.
Yeah.
Talk to my people for me. Yeah. Just do a little bit for me. And I've said, Lord, I can't. But he still saved me.
Yeah.
All he's asking for is just a little bit. He just wants a little bit of effort that you can give him. Yeah. When he's calling you, do what he wants you to do. And this next part, and right here, it says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. When I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And it says, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and a darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And I was thinking about when I was unsaved and God had called me. And I was running from him. He put a cloud between me and the darkness. He gave me light. I knew where to go. I just didn't want to. He had called me, but I told him no. Buddy, there's a place that there's all darkness and no light. And I thought about Pharaoh chasing them. And I thought about them crossing through the Red Sea. We were down at the beach, and you could see where the water line was, where the water had come up and it receded. And I thought about that line in the sand.
Yeah.
They had to cross the line in the sand.
Yeah.
They had a choice to make that day. They could turn back into the darkness and be slaves to the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Or they could go through the midst of the water, and God could save them. But what he did to the Egyptians was, when he crossed the water, he closed it back up and he killed them. God's given us a choice. If he's calling you and he's telling you to cross the line, you can't stand on the line.
Amen.
You're either in or you're out. There's no in between. There's no guessing. When God calls you, it's time to move.
Yeah.
It's time to cross the line. It's time to go through the midst. It's a scary place, but you have to do it because you can't get to the other side without it. God's provided a way for you to cross on dry land. But it's up to you whether you take the first step and you cross over the line. I know it's not much, but that's just kind of a thought I had on my heart tonight. Turn back over to Terry.
Preaching, buddy. Amen. Appreciate that good preaching. I'd like to get us a song, get everybody to stand. We'll have an invitation. You know, there's been a lot preached about and testified about and sung about not being afraid. When you trust the Lord, you don't have to be afraid. The most afraid that I've ever been in my life was when I was lost and I'd picture going to hell. But when God saved me, he erased that completely, 100%. I've never been afraid of hell since that night when I got saved when I was just a young man. Praise God. Now, there's things in life sometimes that get me a little scared, but if I lean on the Lord, he helps me with my day-to-day things. He never leaves me or forsake me, and he wants you. Now, I'm saying whenever you get ready, somebody needs to come, just obey the Lord. If you need to get saved or you need to come and get closer to the Lord and be honest with God and move up a little bit, obey the Lord. If you need to come and rededicate your life, get close to God. After all God's done for you and me, we ought not hesitate to do something for him. He's been so good to us. It's up to us to do something for him. Come on, if God's calling you, come on. Obey the Lord. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come pray with Peyton. Come pray with Peyton. These others need to come. Would you come on? You can help yourself, and you can help others too. How about that? You can bless God and help yourself and help others too. Obey the Lord. While we're praying here, please help her, God. Help her, Jesus. Please, Lord.
Yeah.
Service and God's sweet spirit, and we appreciate Peyton coming praying and seeking. We just thank the Lord for her. And I wonder if anybody's got anything on your heart you want to say right now. Follow the Lord if you got anything. Anybody else? Well, let me mention a couple things to you. God willing, Sunday morning we'll have baptizing. We've got quite a few people that need to be baptized, but just a few of them has told me they'd like to be baptized this Sunday, which is okay. And any of the rest of them that wants to get baptized, make arrangements, they come, they can be part of it. But those that can't get baptized this Sunday that wants to get baptized will set up another date for them later on, try to get it, you know, so family could come, they could be off work, and there's just a lot of things to put together. But remember the baptizing. This weekend is just approaching. That's when Trey's going to be up here. Okay. Going to be a, I want to make sure I had my weekends right. Going to be a revival at Lighthouse Baptist Church on Friday night. Jordan Martin's going to be preaching. On Saturday night, Israel Douglas. No, that's not right. It's Chase Lay. On Saturday night, Chase Lay's going to be preaching. And Sunday morning, Trey Brock's going to be preaching. And then they've moved their service time up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon so Trey can preach in the afternoon. That way, give us a chance to go and be with them and back them and help them. And I certainly hope to do that and invite anybody else to that you can. And please do that. Now, Cooper, is it the next weekend that you're in revival? Which what week are you down there? Okay, all right. Then okay, what I was thinking. Cooper's going to be part of revival at Soul Harbor. That's where Chase Lay's the pastor. That'll be a week from Sunday. And there'll be some other fellows maybe Friday and Saturday. But you're going to be there Sunday, right? Okay. And so remember both those revivals. And remember that baptizing. And then Linda's got a meeting, a women's meeting, to be in. That's this Saturday. And well, do you feel like getting up and talking about that? Well, come up here so they can hear you. She told me she loved me. That's good.
The ones that are interested in going are going to meet at 8 o'clock Saturday morning here at the church. And I'd like for us to all come in and have prayer before we leave. We are taking the van, but there's so many of us that we're also going to have to take some other vehicles. I do have directions, step-by-step directions that we have printed off. They're back there in the back. If anybody doesn't have a GPS or fearful that their GPS won't get them there, this is the directions to get there. But hopefully we can follow each other and go. But the lady that's in charge of this, Sherry Newberry, she has worked so hard to get this together. She's worked over a year on this. And their church is not really a real big church. So there were a few other small churches that went together with them, and it's helping her. Yeah. And I just really appreciate her. And I made one call today and asked if anybody's interested in just donating a small gift to give to her for appreciation for what she's doing.
Yeah.
So we're going to make up a basket. And some people have already given me some things that, and I appreciate that. But please pray for me. I like I said, I just want to do what God wants me to do. I've tried to prepare for it, but I may not use one thing that I've got written down. So I just need your prayers. So I want to do what God wants me to do. And I'm real excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited. But it's a good nervous. I just want to fellowship with my sisters and the Lord.
Yeah.
And I want us, some of our women here, to meet some of them that you've never met, meet some of their churches.
Yeah.
We got people. God's got people all over, and
Amen.
We don't know them. Some of them we don't know yet.
That's
so
right.
It'll be a good opportunity for us to worship together, to praise the Lord together, and to just have good fellowship and a good meal together. Thank
Amen.
You.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you explaining that. It touched my heart. Okay. Anything else before we come to a close? Okay. In case you were here and didn't hear that, Sister Brittany said she wants to see the ladies right after church, right over here, that submitted a recipe for the recipe book that the ladies from church are making up. So remember that. Anything else? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, in case you didn't hear that, Perry Mason starting a revival at Beans Fork Baptist Church down near Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Started tonight, right? So really, really pray for that meeting. Appreciate that request. Anything else? Amen. That's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. And it was so special when everybody saw her. I know in my heart, I said, oh, there's Judy. Thank the Lord. And we do love her so much. And glad for you recognizing the love that's in the church. I appreciate that love that's in this church. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Thank you all for being here tonight. Pray and come back Sunday morning. Pray and invite somebody else to come. And, and if you can, Friday and Saturday, and that meeting over at Lighthouse, pray for that. And if you can go to it, go to it. And I hope to be able to go to those meetings myself. I'm really excited about it and looking forward to it. And thank the Lord. Anything else? If not, well, I suppose it's seated to stand. We bow our heads and remember the program. Ask Brother Solly to pray dismissal.